Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A new report says a nearly $200 million decline in Nebraska's agricultural exports in 2017 was driven by President Donald Trump's threats to impose tariffs on U.S. trading partners. The Nebraska Farm Bureau report attributes the drop to decreases in soybean and corn exports, while beef and pork exports both increased in 2017. The findings come as today President Trump imposed his latest tariff hike on Chinese goods. A bill to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes in Nebraska has advanced out of a legislative committee. It will now go to the full unicameral for debate. Activists are working to put a separate legalization measure on the ballot next year with far fewer restrictions. It would allow people to smoke marijuana legally and allow individuals to grow an adequate supply of the drug. Two men from South Dakota have been sentenced to more than 7 years in federal prison for trafficking fentanyl from Minnesota. 37-year-old Dean Bourne from Vermilion and 28-year-old Stuart Sickey of Worthing pleaded guilty to drug conspiracy in February. A man accused of killing an Iowa State University golfer last year was attacked by another inmate. Anthony English is accused of punching Colin Richards 20 times on April 23rd at the Story County Jail. Both men are there on murder charges. A judge says jurors will decide whether or not former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad singled out a former state official for a pay cut because of his political party or sexual orientation. The judge rejected the state's request to dismiss a long-running lawsuit filed by former Workers' Compensation Commissioner Chris Godfrey. The ruling sets up a trial in Polk County next month. Branstad slashed Godfrey's pay by 35% after the commissioner refused the governor's request to resign in 2011. Godfrey had been confirmed to a 6-year term by the Iowa Senate. Branstad said he wanted to appoint a more pro-business commissioner than Godfrey, who had been appointed and reappointed by prior Democratic governors. Godfrey argues that the pay cut and other retaliation was improperly motivated by his status as an openly gay man and a Democrat. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has given the green light to a new blackout license plate design. The blackout design has been on the road for a few years. More than 800 Iowans have purchased the specialty license plate for the Dort College Defenders. It has a black background. The letters and numbers are white. According to Radio Iowa, lawmakers tucked language creating a new blackout license plate without the reference to Dort College in a multi-subject bill the governor approved this week. The DOT plans to start taking orders for the new blackout plates on July 1st. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for another news update this afternoon at 4:04 with Mary Hartnett. It's time now for the latest forecast from the KCAU 9 Weather Center. Have a great afternoon.